Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell and Avenge on CBS Sports Radio in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York. I'm Pharrell with Mafia and Carver High. National mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. PharrellOnTheBench.com has what you want. Picks all of Saturday, Sunday, football plays, NBA, college rack, NHL. Everything that you need every day, always. When I'm out next week, all week, 7 days per 365, PharrellOnTheBench.com has all the picks. Sign up. It's cheap. The return is sickening. Hide the money from your wife that I get you. And believe me, I'm going to get it for you. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. You need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or boat insurance. You can get that there, too. Just go to geico.com. One thing I wanted to say. The guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle. No, the podcast that we do two of them. First one is Pharrell on a Bench, the radio show podcast. That's available after every show at Scott Pharrell at On the Bench CBS.
The guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
And on CBSSportsRadio.com, your favorite website. And then on Facebook/ Pharrell on the Bench. That is after every show. And then the next day, I think. And then, and I think Carver Hyde does a great job on that, by the way. The other thing is, you've got Pharrell on the Bets, which is my sports betting Westwood One podcast. Of course, Westwood One, the home of the NFL. College football, college basketball, NHL on radio, national radio, Westwood One. That's where my podcast is at westwoodonepodcast.com and on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere great podcasts are available. It's called Pharrell on the Bets. Now, would you do me a solid, honestly? I mean, I just can't figure it out. You listen to this show. You like this show. You support the show. And then you're going to diss me and not support the Pharrell on the Bets? It's free, you moron. Just click. I support Pharrell. Boom. Click it. Surprise, you know, surprise yourself. You subscribe, you'll get it every day, and I think you'll like it, because all I do on it every day is talk about games, bet on them, and win. I mean, yes, I lose bets, but you'd be staggered by the amount of hits that we have. Also, it's on Twitter, at OnTheBetsWWL. Follow us there. Is it really that hard to support the show and that show? And ILC Podcast, that's Carver High's hockey show he does ceremoniously without B-Comp, who we recognize on this show as a hockey maven and god. B-Comp, Brian Compton of NHL.com. He's now regularly back on the bench 2 months early. Usually we do it January. Carver High suggesting now once a month until then.
Yeah, I think once a month till January. So maybe sometime in the middle of December before we close up shop for the year.
So how's the ILC podcast going?
It's going pretty good, actually. The response has been pretty good. I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, doing it solo instead of me and B-Comp.
Do you feel naked without your lover?
It's weird. Some weeks it's weird. Some weeks it's...
Is it weird not having anyone to bounce off of?
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit. It's kind of like I'm just doing like almost... You know, a monologue, and then...
How long's the show?
It's usually between, you know, 40 and 45 minutes.
All right. But you like doing it. And you said before to me that you pick times when they're, like, in between games or something.
Well, right. Like, I do it once a week. It's not a set day. Basically, I'll look at the schedule, and, like, if they're not playing for a couple of days, I like to do it, you know, before those off days, so that way the information in it is, you know, carries for a few
days. And they can get that podcast where...
Anywhere. You can get that on iTunes, Google Play, same places you can get the you know, your Westwood One podcast, all the podcasts.
It's all on there.
Aisleseat.com, everywhere.
Support the podcasts for the show and the hockey show, Aisleseat Podcast, and at On The Bets, WWO. Follow all of them. Subscribe to all of them. If you like us, if you don't do that for us, I literally will hate you forever. I really don't understand it, Carver High, how we don't have
forever
hundreds of thousands of fans just clicking the follows and the subscribes. I mean, what is the problem?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do I got to do? Give out Reese's Pieces? By the way, I did.
I'll take a couple hundred thousand clicks on the aisle seat.
I don't have a couple hundred thousand. I know you could use it, but I do have Reese's Pieces here I brought you.
Nice.
Peanut butter cups. I brought in, let's see, Mafia. I know how you eat chocolate like a... Everybody knows crack addicts only eat chocolate. Everybody knows crack addicts only eat candy.
Everybody knows crackheads only eat candy.
All right. Yeah, you think it would? I think it would behoove the fans to give us 100, 200,000 clicks of subscribe for both Pharrell on the bets on Westwood One and ILC Podcast. It'd be very, very hospitable of you if you could support us in that light, in that regard. Mafia is very upset that the Mets have a agent as a GM, and Carver High is very upset that Steve Pierce, the former Yankee and the MVP of the World Series, just got a new one-year deal to continue haunting the Yankees in Boston with the Red Sox for $6.2 million. Not bad for a guy that's your MVP in the World Series and throughout the playoffs your best player, and you give him $6 million.
I mean, he's a bench role player. He's a platoon player.
If you're the MVP of the World Series, you deserve $10 million. I don't care who you are. That simple. That guy carried them. It says here that Mayweather and Nasukawa is back on in Japan. They're going to fight. It's a exhibition, a boxing exhibition. There will be no kicking. The misunderstanding with Floyd has been resolved. He will fight Nasukawa on New Year's Eve for Ryzen 14, and they said they'll explain the details when they're back in Japan. He said, listen, no, it wasn't supposed to be an official fight. No, an exhibition, a small 9-minute exhibition, that's what it is. Rules, it's going to be a boxing exhibition, no kicking. I will just be moving around with the guy for 9 minutes and making tons of money. How much am I getting for this? If I do it, it'll be the highest paid exhibition ever. Just for promoting this event, just so far, I have made 7 figures. Does that make you sick to your stomach?
Pretty much.
That he gets to make millions of dollars for a 9-minute exhibition where he'll probably throw like 10 punches and get millions to just dance around the ring. But that's all he ever did in his career anyway, was dance around the ring.
Now, a lot can happen between now and then. It could be off again.
Carver High very upset because Proper 12 whiskey has run out of whiskey.
I haven't tried it yet.
Conor McGregor apologizes to his fans for Proper number 12, a shortage of product. Since launching the whiskey, they have run out of booze. I usually don't see a reason to apologize. He should have put in there for anything. But in this case, I want to take this chance to apologize to absolutely everyone for our out-of-stock situation. I was at the distillery, and we have plans in place to be back in stock in Ireland and the U.S. in early December and onward. We sold more cases in less than 1 month than many whiskey brands sell in a full year. Not bad for a guy that's 21-4, loses big fights, and makes more money than anyone in MMA, and is now selling whiskey to people. Not bad.
Good life if you can do it, right?
Yeah, it's good work if you can get it. I wish we had our own whiskey brand here. Pharrella label. Anyway, what's your favorite whiskey, Carver High? Jameson, I liked.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Irish stuff, so.
You like J-Mo? What about you, Mafia? Is there a favorite whiskey that you like? Is it Maker's Mark? What is it?
Well, Maker's Mark's a bourbon. If we're going to go straight whiskey, like you're talking about the Irish and the Scottish stuff, then yeah, Jameson's up there. If you're going to go American with the bourbons, then... Yeah, I love Jack, especially like the Gentleman Jack.
Wow.
Good stuff.
All right. So the
Maybe
Chiefs.
Maybe Angels Envy.
Slow down. Chiefs, Chargers, Steelers, Pats, Texans, Bengals, and Titans are right now the playoff teams. Does that make sense? I think the Bengals and Titans are tied.
They're tied.
And then, is that right? There you go. And then the Dolphins are on the outside looking in. The Ravens and Colts as well. And everybody else, if you ask me, is shot. And we told you about the NFC situation. Feel free in this last hour before our Thanksgiving situation, which is called I'm off all week next week. Another week off for Uncle Futrelli. People say, God, that guy takes a lot of time off. I didn't take any time off until these last 2 weeks I took off. And then this will be the third one. And I got to tell you, there's a lot more coming. I always say to people, no one ever says anything when I'm here every single day of the year when everybody else is off laying on a raft in some ocean somewhere. When everybody's off on that summer break or that big spring house cleaning vacation or maybe that winter trip to the Swiss Alps. Pharrell's always in here grinding.
Right near the beach.
Boy. Boy. Mavi, I told you I'm thinking about going to Jamaica for Christmas, didn't I?
Well, you know, I'd be from Jamaica, man.
You still didn't figure out where you're going?
Well, I have figured out where I'm going, but I had to convince all the wayfarers. I had to, you know, I had to close the deal. I had to sign everybody all in. I had to get everyone to approve of the plans. So I think I got a decent plan in place. Now I just have to, you know, pay for it, which is also a problem.
You had to get everyone convinced. You should only have to convince one person. Like, your wife should be the only one who gets a say in it. The kids, shut up. You go where I say you go. The mother-in-law, I'm paying for you. You go where I say you go.
Do you know what her problem is? She has to find someone to watch the husband.
That's what her. That's what his kids are for.
That's what I say. Without question, without an option. Like, why don't you do something for once? You know, the other option was, let's just leave him. Let's go. I mean, I'm mean and everything. I'd probably just pull that off. So there you go. I don't know. We'll see if that all comes to fruition. I want you to call if you want to talk about any game in college or pro football. You got 45 minutes to talk to me. Otherwise, I'll be back in a week from Monday. 855-212-4CBS. Call now or forever hold your breath.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
How about Pharrell Arkansas State giving Missouri a game tonight in college basketball? They lost to them by 3. They were getting 17. And, actually, Saturday's terrible for college basketball. It really is. There's nothing going on. I only have about 4 games that I think that are even worth mentioning in that schedule on Saturday for college basketball, believe it or not. It's all about college football tomorrow. Iowa beat UConn big, 91-72. So much for Danny Hurley's big win against Syracuse. The next day he gets wiped off the map by the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and the win over Syracuse doesn't look as good with Syracuse losing tonight, right?
They lost to Oregon by 15. They were laying 2. That didn't go well. I'm just looking at all of these games. As you know, I'm obsessed with college basketball and college football. I just think it's fantastic. Do you like watching you don't like watching college football that much, Carver High? Do you like it?
What do you mean?
You love Notre
love
Dame.
Watching college football.
More than pros?
No, I'd rather watch the NFL, but
would you rather watch college basketball or pro basketball?
College every day of the week.
Cuz you don't like pros that much and you really hate the Knicks.
Yeah, I don't think the NBA is a good product. I don't watch it.
There you go. 855-212-4CBS. Just so you know, I want to make this clear again. 35 minutes left here for me, and then I'll see you in a week from Monday. I believe Monday is the, what is that, about the 19th is Monday, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I can't even keep track of this stuff. It's so crazy. I have to say, let me just look at it, just so we're clear. So the 19th is Monday. I'll be back on the 26th. That's right. Mavi already told me this. And then on the 29th and 30th and 1st, we'll be broadcasting on the 29th and 30th from La 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 Lipstick City. We're going to the Heavyweight Championship of the World on Showtime Pay-Per-View on December 1st at Staples between Tyson Cocaine Fury and your boy, the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder, Tuscaloosa's finest. So we'll be there for that fight. And then when is the Super Bowl, Carver High? February what? February 3rd,
I believe.
February 3rd is the Super Bowl. We'll be in Vegas. It would appear to me then the 28th of January, broadcasting live 28, 29, 30, 31st, and 1st. And then the party at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center is February 3rd. Make your plans now to be in Vegas at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center and get a room now at the D Casino. Get a weekend room at the D. Hang out with us for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Super Bowl bash in Vegas. And believe me, you'll have a good time. And there'll be plenty of leg there for distribution. Jerry in Sin City on 1140, our great affiliate in Vegas.
Scotty, what is going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I got to give you props. You called it at the beginning of the season. Chiefs winning the AFC West, Chargers making the playoffs. You are the man.
It is true that, A, I'm the man, and but it's impossible for me to be the man when you're the man. And then, B, I did call the Chiefs to win and Chargers to be a wild card team. And the other team that I went high risk on was the Bengals, and they are still alive. But their defense is atrocious.
Daddy.
Hey,
it's my wife, Rona, too.
Hey, Rona.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in. I'll be back in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
We love it. We can't wait.
Spandex Nation.
I know. I heard they broke up.
No, they didn't. They just got different players.
So they did break up, and now they have all new band members, and so they're not the same.
They got the same lead guy, but different other guys.
Oh, so different musicians to play for him as he screams, Spandex Nation!
Spandex Nation!
All right, slow down. There you go, Mafia. We'll be in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Everyone's very excited. So back on the 26th, you got to... Jason in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, Scott, can I get some suds?
Can we get him a beverage of choice as well from the Ferrella Pub? Check out.
All right. Thank you. Quick question for you. Honest opinion, what are the Eagles' chances this year of making the playoffs?
Right now, I think their chances are grim at best. If they don't beat the Saints on Sunday in New Orleans, getting 8 points, I think they're finished, to be honest with you. They'll be 4-6 if they lose that game. And they play the Giants after that. They'll win that game. Redskins at home, I think they'll win that game. At Dallas, they've already lost to them, so I can't say they'll beat them. And then at the Rams, that's a loss to me. But I think they can be in that game with the Saints and Rams. I think the Eagles can play with anybody. I would think they'll play up to both of those, games because the Saints and Rams are the two best teams in the NFC. And I think the Eagles will show up for those games. I think they'll be in those games, believe it or not. They play the Texans at home. That will be, in my view, a tough game for them because the Texans are legit. They've won 6 in a row. They're definitely for real. I think they're going to win that South, and they'll be a playoff team. And then they finish at the Redskins. And, I think they'll be in a situation on the 30th of December where they'll absolutely have to win that game, no questions asked. They'll be in a desperate win or they're done type situation. I don't, at 4-5, trust me, if they don't beat the Saints, they're done. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That's it. They're done. That's what I have to say. Anyway, you haven't told me, Carver High, really who you like in these games on Sunday. You have not given me, so let's go through them. Cowboys-Falcons, Atlanta's laying 3.5 at home at the Mercedes against the Cowboys. Who do you like there?
I think the Cowboys are typically going to be up and down. They were up last week. They'll be down this week. I like Atlanta.
Wow. Panthers-Lions at Ford Field, the 3-6 Lions with their threatening coach who's trying to intimidate everyone, including the media, against Cam Newton. Carolina laying 4.5.
I actually like the Lions getting the 4.5.
Whoa.
I think they're going to be in the game.
Wow. Titans and Colts and Indy in a division battle. It's Indy minus 1.5.
I can't figure out the Titans. I just can't figure them out. Some weeks it's It's great. Other weeks, it's just really strange. I like the Titans. I'm going to try them again. I'm going to go with the Titans.
Buccaneers and Giants at MetLife, and the G-Men now laying 1.5.
The G-Men.
Wow. Texans and Redskins at FedEx, Houston laying 3.
I like the Skins.
Whoa. Steelers, Jags, and Jacksonville, Pittsburgh laying 5.
Steelers in a route.
Wow. Bengals, Ravens.
Payback.
And the,
big payback for last January.
There you go. Bengals, Ravens, and the Charm City. No line there.
I like the Bengals.
Oh, that's right. Didn't I have the Ravens at 5.5?
No line, I guess, because we don't know officially that Lamar Jackson will be playing. Right?
I think it's 5.5. Bengals are favored. That's just too many. Raiders, Cardinals, Arizona laying 5.5 to the Raiders in Arizona.
I like the Raiders.
Whoa. The 1-8 Raiders, 0-4 away. High risk bet there. Broncos, Chargers in L.A. Chargers laying 7.
I like the Chargers.
Eagles, Saints in New Orleans. New Orleans laying 8.
I want to take one last stand with the Eagles here, but with the way that they played at home last Sunday night against the Cowboys, I just can't do it.
Vikings, Bears at Soldier Field. The Bears are laying 2.5, 3 in some houses.
I'm rooting heavily for the Bears because I need the Vikings to lose a couple more games. So I'm going to stick with the Bears.
And then Chiefs, Rams on Monday night in L.A. Rams laying 3.5.
I like the Rams.
There you go. Carver High's notorious G. Picks, very popular. Let's do an update, and then we'll come back with our last segment before the Thanksgiving break, for me at least. And then both of the boys are going to be in Monday and Tuesday. So you got a Monday for Mafia, Monday, Tuesday for Carver High, and that's it for Thanksgiving. So I hope everybody has a killer Thanksgiving. One more segment with you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
A lot of smart people around here. I got to tell you, I can just feel it when I walk through the halls. Just the genius in the building. It's just unbelievable. Tom Brady says he's very uncomfortable with being referred to as the greatest of all time, the GOAT. He hates it, apparently. He was on the radio. He said, I don't like it, truthfully. I'm uncomfortable because I don't see myself in that way. I play for the enjoyment of the game. I play for the camaraderie with my teammates, and I play to win. I don't play to be called a certain thing or compared to this guy. I had heroes when I grew up. There's a lot of great quarterbacks when I grew up and now. The fact that I'm still playing, I love being that. I don't need people to tell me that, man, you're such and such, or you're better than this. Like, there's a lot of great players, and that's how I see a lot of other players. He went on to credit his success to great teammates and coaches that have surrounded and supported him throughout his career, and he's showing humility, apparently. And we all remember he was a 6th-round pick. So, do you believe what he's saying, that he doesn't like being referred to as the GOAT? Do you believe him?
No, I do not.
I think he absolutely wants that.
The guy did a Facebook series chronicling his life for everybody to see.
What was it called again?
Tom versus Time.
Tom's taking on time. Do you think he's looking good this year? He was winning a lot. What, they win 5 straight? And then they lost.
I'm not putting any dirt on them yet. So they're one of those teams I'll never believe until I finally see them out. I'm not going to believe it.
It says here there's finally signs that age is beginning to catch up with him.
Yeah, I was looking at that the other day where he's not hitting open receivers like he used to and blah, 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 blah.
I think you keep
blah,
working
blah.
At it the same way. Those things haven't changed for me. I'm sure some of my stats have changed, but I feel good out there and I feel like I do. Do I want to play better? I absolutely want to play better. I want to play the best as I possibly can for my team, and that's what my job is. Certainly Sunday was not a great performance. I got to go out there and play my very best these next 6 weeks to give our team the best chance. And that's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to focus on these next 3 weeks. We got another road test, another opportunity to go up against the Jets, a division rival in 2 weeks. And we We've got to have our best road game of the year, and that's what I'm expecting from us. There you go. Do you enjoy watching him lose or something, since he never, you know, it seems he never seems to lose?
Of course I enjoy when he loses. It doesn't never happens.
Yeah. It appears the Nuggets have hired Sue Bird for a front office role in Denver. There's a lot of that going on. You got to love that as well. And then Milton explains why UCF should be the playoff team over Notre Dame. He said that he failed to mention several of the teams that Notre Dame has played and beaten that they haven't. It's all happening.
Hope they lose tomorrow.
Your boy J.J. Watt says he's not considering retirement now that he's winning, apparently. He seems to be enjoying winning. Hey, look who it is. It's our good friend George in New Jersey, who is also the Young Guns great basketball coach.
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
So let's discuss, for starters, George, the so the Young Gun returned to the Silverbacks, the dynamic AAU team in Bergen County that is loaded with talent. And so he went back to play for you, and it's got 10 kids on the team, very talented. He's probably the weakest of the 10, but he's back in the mix, and you took on a powerful, tall, talented East Orange team in a doubleheader tonight. How did that go? I heard that you won both games.
Of course we won both games, but, I mean, let's not talk about Gunner like he's, you know, dust in the wind, man. Like, he's just coming back from surgery. Like, he's going to get his – we all know he can make a jump shot, bro. So as long as he starts setting screens, getting open, and knocking down open jump shots with confidence, well, he's going to be fine on that team. Don't talk about as if your son is, like, you know,
chopped
not
liver.
Talented enough to be there. If he wasn't there, I wouldn't have put him on there.
So did he get rebounds and make some passes tonight, make some plays?
So we played a 2-3 at the end when we were downsized, and he definitely got outsized. But he definitely made plays. He got on the score books. That's all you can ask, right? He probably had in two games, he probably had like 7 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds in, I would say, about 35 minutes of action.
That's awesome, though. Were you surprised? How slow was he after 2 knee surgeries?
Oh, he's awful. He's super slow, dude. He might as well be crawling out there, but he's going to get there. Don't worry. It's going to heal.
Wow, it's crazy. Well, I really appreciate you putting him back on the team because the kid loves playing for you. You know that, right?
That's all that matters, man. As long as he's having fun, who cares?
Did he play with any of those kids before on the Silverbacks? Is there anyone returning that he played with?
So he kept asking me. He's like, is this guy on the team? Is that guy on the team? I was like, no. Like, this is a much better brand of basketball. Like, welcome to the big leagues. And he's like, all right, I guess so.
Well, that's what he needs, man.
That's what he wants, right? He wants a dose of reality.
Well, those guys, I think your league, right, like the tournaments that you play in and the competition you play against is so much higher than the schools that, you know, like that he goes to and the games that they play against all these wussy little schools around the rich boy neighborhoods that we live in, right?
He's in eighth grade. He's going to play against this year the kids we're going to be watching in TV at college one day. That's all you can ask, right? Play against the best.
It is the best league, without a doubt. And I'm excited that he's back in it. I know that you and Joe Jackson run the best AAU in the tri-state area. It's crazy. Like, I've been to these games. I went to those colleges. I've seen these kids playing these all-day tournaments, and it is brutal. It's no joke. There's great competition, and I just do not see how it can't be the best thing for a kid to get better fast is by playing for you and learning the hard way. And not only that, I've always told Mafia this, like, George doesn't put up with any BS. Like, this guy lights up players when they make mistakes and they're stupid and they do dumb things on the court. He lets them know it. He sits their ass down. He doesn't, like, oh, little Johnny, you're such a good boy. He's like, you suck. Sit down. If you're going to make passes like that, sit your ass down. You're done playing. I love that about you.
Your son excluded. You know, you're my favorite, Scott.
All right, so the Knicks, did you watch them blow that game tonight in New Orleans?
Dude, they're terrible. I'm sorry to say it, but they're awful. I'm a season tickets net holder from my middle school days, and then we had to sell them. But So I'm a Nets fan, but, like, the Knicks are just awful. I'm sorry to say it. And I was the first person, mark it down right now, Scott, I was the first person to say that Kristaps would be not a bust, but an injury problem. And that's what he's turned out to be.
Oh, I thought so, too, because he's such a toothpick. He's a 7'3 toothpick. He's got no meat, no bones about it, and there's no... He's not ripped or anything. He's just tall. I think he can shoot threes, and I think he can block shots. My question to you is this. Do you think the Nets, who are 7-9, can win 35 games this year?
That's a great question, because I think the over-under in Vegas was like 33.5.
Right.
I thought that was a huge stepping stone in case of Chris LeVert's out now, so I think it's an over. I think it's an over 35. I'm a Nets fan, so I'm going over.
You don't think they're going to pick up Melo, do you? I don't want him on that team.
God, no. I would rather the Jets pick up Melo than the Nets, believe me.
I actually like the Nets, too. I mean, I watch them both, the Nets and the Knicks, but I think Ed Davis has been incredible on the boards. I like D'Angelo Russell. LeVert was killing it. I like Jared Allen. I like Dinwiddie. Even Joe Harris. I like shooting threes. Damari Carroll. Shabazz Napier and Crabb. I think they're some decent players, man.
Dinwiddie and Napier are awesome. What's the kid with the fro? What's his name?
Allen. Jared Allen, the center.
Yeah, he's legit. I think he's a hard worker, man. Like, he could definitely be... He could be something. Who knows? We'll see.
All right, George. Thanks for putting Gunner back on Silverbacks.
Yeah, appreciate the time, Scott. You're
all right,
the best.
I'll catch up with you next week. I'll see you at the practice or something.
Yes, sir.
I think I can actually go to the game next Friday night because I'm off.
Done. Let's do it.
All right, I'll see you there.
I'll see you.
All right, later. George, my main man, the coach of Gunner's team, AAU. As you know, Mafia, I'm rooting for Gunner in this league because it's very hard and the players are really good. And he's playing at a level above him. So, in other words, he's not as good as these kids. They're at a different level. I think it's going to make him a better player. And then we're going to bring him back into the town that I live in. And we're going to beat up all of the P's and W's that play in the community that I live in. My goal is the Michigan Revenge Tour for Gunner to come back a year from now and haunt all of them with ferocious guard play, dimes, and shake and bake layups, shake and bake, give and go, step back, drag and goes. I mean, the whole deal. So just so you know, tomorrow in college football, a bevy of games to be interested in, no doubt about it. There are several games of interest, like the Clemson-Duke game, Michigan-Indiana, can Indiana cover, horrible game, Oklahoma-Kansas. Washington State has a big game, but they're in Pullman. So you can talk all you want. They're taking on Arizona and Pullman at 10:30 East. West Virginia, Oklahoma State, Ohio State is playing Maryland. That should be easy. Central Florida and Cincinnati in primetime on ABC at 8. That's going to be a great game. There's a lot happening. Northwestern, Minnesota, Utah, Colorado, Utah State, Colorado State, Syracuse, Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. That one's at 2:30 Eastern. I'm a little surprised Carver High's not going to that game.
I'm going.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
There you go. Who are you going with?
John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Double JJs. JJ After Dark.
Syracuse and Notre Dame.
Yeah, of course. He's a Syracuse grad, and he's on WFM. BC and Florida State. Great season for the Noles. They're worse than Miami. Indiana and Michigan. Oregon State and Washington. Rice, LSU. That'll be a real tough one for LSU. Iowa State, Texas could be the game of the day at 8 Eastern in Austin. And that's it. I mean, just a fabulous array of college football games tomorrow. And then Sunday, we've gone through the litany of games in the NFL payday. All of my picks are on PharrellOnTheBench.com and on PharrellOnTheBets. Don't forget there's a Saturday version, episode 71, Sunday, episode 72 of Pharrell on the Bets on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, wherever podcasts are available. Also on my Twitter, at Scott Farrell, at On The Bench CBS, and at On The Bets WWO, the podcast is available on all three of those. It's available on Facebook at Pharrell on the Bench, at Scott Pharrell, and Scott Pharrell fan page. That's all on Westwood, Facebook. And then I think it's also, that's about it. I don't think it's anywhere else. Oh, it's on LinkedIn. I put it on LinkedIn, too. Never mind. It is somewhere else. Also, very exciting this weekend, the championship of NASCAR. The heavies are in it. Kyle, let's see, you got Kyle Busch. You got Joey Logano.
A little disappointed we didn't get a preview from NASCAR George.
Very disappointed we didn't get a call from NASCAR George before the holidays. Are you going to be, so you're driving around to all your relatives for Thanksgiving?
I've got that Thanksgiving, and then the Friday night I've got my 20th high school reunion.
Whoa, how will everyone look 20 years later?
Yeah, there you go.
Will they look good or not?
I don't know. We'll see.
Do you anticipate getting hammered at that party?
I'd say I'm gonna probably be pretty smoked.
The odds are, but you know, did you party with any of those people when you were in high school?
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's only really one or two people that I still like regularly talk to. So.
And the rest you never really liked.
Correct.
Mavia, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Having it with the girlfriend and her family, and then visiting the daughter for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, so you're going up to Montreal?
Oh yeah, for a couple of days.
All right, there you go, Mavia. I'll see you in the morning playing basketball.
See you then.
Hopefully I won't get my face scratched open like I did the other night. All right, check out Pharrell on the Bench all weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll see you on the week of the 26th. And we'll be going to L.A. that week for Carver High and Mafia and Pharrell. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.